March 22nd, Jesus says, yesterday's dictation elicits the following one. The families which are not families, and which are the origin of serious misfortunes radiating out from within the family cell, to ruin the structures of nations, and, afterwards, world peace, are the families in which God does not rule, but, rather, sensuality and self-interest hold sway, and, therefore, filiation with Satan. Created on the basis of sensuality and self-interest, they do no rise to what is holy, but, like unhealthy grass sprouting in the mire, they always crawl towards the earth. The angel said to Tobiah, I will teach you who the devil has power of. No, there really are spouses who are under demoniac power from the first hour of their marriage. Indeed, there are people who are such, even before getting married. They are this way from the moment they make the decision to find a male or female companion, and do not do so with an upright purpose, but with deceitful calculations, where selfishness and sensuality hold sovereign sway. Nothing is healthier or holier than two people who sincerely love one another, and unite to perpetuate the human race, and give souls to heaven. The dignity of a man and a woman who become parents is second only to God's. Not even royal dignity is like this. For a king, even the wisest one, does nothing but administer his subjects. These parents, on the other hand, attract God's gaze towards themselves, and carry off from that gaze a new soul, which they enclose in the sheath of the flesh born to them. I would almost say they have God as their subject, in that moment, since God immediately creates a new soul for their upright love forming a union, to give a new citizen to earth and heaven. If they were to consider this power of theirs, to which God assents at once, the angels cannot do so much. Rather, the angels, like God, are immediately ready to support the act of the fruitful spouses, and become guardians of the new creature. But there are many who, as Raphael says, embrace the marriage state in such a way as to banish God from themselves and their minds, and abandon themselves to lust. And the devil has power over these. What difference is there between a sinful bed, and the bed of two spouses who do not refuse pleasure, but do refuse offspring? Let's not engage in verbal acrobatics and deceitful reasoning. The difference is quite small. For if, because of illness or imperfections, it is advisable or permissible not to have children, people must then manage to be continent, and deprive themselves of the sterile satisfactions which are nothing but sensual pleasure. If, on the other hand, no obstacle to procreation intervenes, why do you make a natural and supernatural law an immoral act by its purpose? When any honest consideration induces you not to increase the number of children, manage to live as chaste spouses, and as lustful monkeys. How can you want God's angel to watch your home, when you turn it into a den of sin? How can you want God, to protect you when you force him to avert his gaze in disgust from your sullied nest? Oh, the families are wretched, that are formed without supernatural preparation. The families from which all searching for truth has been excluded a priori, and where, on the contrary, the word of truth is derided which teaches what marriage is, and why it exists. The families are wretched, that are formed without any thought for what is superior, but only under the spur of sensual appetite and financial considerations. How many spouses, after the inevitable custom of the religious ceremony, I said custom, and I repeat it, since for the majority it is nothing but a custom, and not the soul's aspiration, to have God with it at that moment, no longer have a thought for God and make the sacrament, which does not end with the religious ceremony, but begins then, and lasts as long as the life of the spouses, according to my thought, just as the taking of vows does not last, as long as the religious ceremony, but as long as the life of the man or woman religious, and they make the sacrament a party, and turn the party into an outlet for bestiality. The angel teaches Tobiah that, by having the act preceded by prayer, the act becomes holy, and blessed and fruitful in true joys and offspring. It would be necessary to do this. For people to enter into marriage, when moved by the desire for children, for this is the purpose of the human union, and every other purpose is a sin dishonoring man as a rational being, and wounding the spirit, the temple of God, which flees in disdain, and to bear God in mind at all times. God is not an oppressive jailer, but God is a good father who exults in the honest joys of his sons and daughters, and responds to their holy embraces with heavenly blessings, and with the approval which the creation of a new soul is proof of. But who will understand this page? As if I had spoken the language of an unknown planet, you will read it without perceiving its holy savor. It will seem like old straw to you, and it is heavenly doctrine. You, the learned of this time, will mock it. And you do not know that Satan is laughing over your foolishness. Thanks to your incontinence, your bestiality, he has managed to turn to your condemnation what God created for your good. Marriage is a human union, and as a sacrament, I shall repeat for you, so that you will remember them, and be guided by them, if you can still do so through a residue of human dignity surviving in you, Tobias' words to his wife. We are the children of saints and we cannot unite like the Gentiles who do not know God. Let them be your norm. For, even if you were born, where sanctity had already died, baptism has still made you sons and daughters of God, of the Holy of Holies, and thus you can always say, that you are the children of saints of the Holy One, and be guided by this. You will then have descendants in whom the name of the Lord will be blessed, and they will live in His law, and when the children live in the divine law, the parents reap the benefits, for it teaches virtues, respect, and love, and the first to benefit therefrom, after God, are the fortunate parents, the holy spouses who have managed to make marriage a perpetual rite, and not a dishonorable vice.